Hi, today I'm going to be talking to Paola Royal, and I hope I've said that correctly. Today, Paola and me are going to be talking about fear and how to cope with fear. And I know myself, when I got my diagnosis with my brain tumor and then ongoing epilepsy and seizures, I do struggle with fear. And one of my biggest fears right now is the fear of having a seizure, whether I'm at home or whether I'm out and about. I do live with this constant fear. So, hi, Paola.
Hello, Victoria. Lovely to have me here.
Yes,
Thank you for inviting.
it's lovely to chat with you again. So I know that you're going to help me and whoever else is listening to this cope with that fear. So, how is it possible to help me cope with that and to help me deal with it?
I think most important is to understand how your mind works. So it's not that I'm going to help you, but through explaining to you how your mind works, you are actually able to see what's going on for you in that moment, you see. And like you rightly say, and it's so understandable. I mean, when you have something going on in your life like seizures, it's a really unpleasant experience and something you really don't want to have. And I can imagine when you have it once. I mean, I personally haven't had that experience, and you know, to have that once, it must be really scary to have it again. So that is really important to know. And but there is really important to see what's happening when we have fear. So it's not an outside circumstance who makes us responsible for the way we feel, but it is our thinking in that moment about that outside circumstance. So it's not the fear of the seizure, but it's our thinking of having a seizure in that moment. So what I mean with that is, when we sit now, us two here having a conversation, that's the only thing happening. That's the only thing there is. And in this moment right now, I'm okay. But thought sometimes tells me different. And we often spend our time already 2 steps ahead. We're spending our time in the future, and every time when we spend our time in the future, we cannot be present. And that's what we normally do, you know. And I'm not saying, you know, I'll try to be present here right now, but to see that there's only this moment right now. And I live always in the illusion of thought coming to me in every given moment. And that's a normal thing, what we do, because we are human beings. So what I do is I spend then my time thinking about what would happen when I have a seizure again, or when is it going to happen that I have a seizure again? Or I think about the past as well in this moment that I had that seizure and it was a very uncomfortable feeling. And then I think, oh, I definitely don't want to have that again. So I spend my time in this moment thinking about a future event, which I don't know when it's going to happen and if it's going to happen. But I'm already scared now in this moment. So I'm not only looking into the future, but I'm missing the moment which is just right here in front of me. And the only thing I can ever only know is this moment right now, what's happening with me right now in this moment.
That does make perfect sense.
And the thing is, what I find is, whatever is going on with my body, I tell you about me last night. I was lying, or actually, it was early in the morning. I was lying in bed and I somehow had a really uncomfortable feeling in my body. And I looked at it and said, look, you know what to do best. you do what you know to do best. And that is helping me in every given moment. I can trust in that, whatever it is. And this uncomfortable feeling, whatever it is, just to be okay with it, being okay with what is going on. I know that's a big ask, you know, when you think about a seizure and stuff, but you know, in the end, it is us giving in and being okay with it instead of being scared of it. You know, when we can say, there's nothing I can do about it. And we could just try, you know, there's nothing I can do about this. And I know it will come out somehow the other way. Maybe, and only maybe, there is a possibility that we just say, okay, we just go with it. And can you see what's happening when we actually open to this possibility? Then the fear diminishes just a little bit. And then I have a moment again where I'm worried about it because I don't want it. But if I can be more acceptant with what is and can just say there's nothing I can do about this, and I just go within, you maybe even find, and I don't give a guarantee here, but maybe you even find that your system is more able to heal. And maybe the seizures actually don't appear as much. They did once a study and they found out that actually people, when they had one seizures, and we were talking about that once before, that people who had a seizure, that they're more likely to get more seizures because of thinking about it rather than it actually was a physical response to something. So every time when they went past that same place where they had the seizure before, they actually found themselves that it was more likely that they had a seizure again. Yeah, so because you're having a seizure and then something reminds you that you had there a seizure, so a certain place where you had the seizure, a certain situation you had a seizure in, you maybe a certain mindset you were in that you had a seizure. So it's the same with anxiety, you know, or panic attacks, you know. So we actually setting ourselves unconsciously, maybe, and I only say maybe, I don't know the answer, but maybe we set ourselves unconsciously actually up for having the next one.
Again, you know? For me, that makes perfect sense. And I know that everybody is in very different situations. I know for myself, I write down in my diary when I've had a seizure. And I know, particularly at present, I'm about 2 to 3 weeks between my seizures. And I know everybody is very different on that basis. But exactly what you've just said is exactly what I do. I get to that point where I'm 2 weeks from my last seizure. And it's almost like a wait for it signal. This is likely to happen. And I think, as you say, if it's possible for me to learn to just step back from that, I think that might help. I know I'm also very lucky, as much as you can say lucky, that I have what you call an aura, which is, I also call a warning. So I know for myself, I'm not feeling right. And I know that what I have to do to put myself in a safe position. And this aura, strange feeling, actually does have me washing the dishes.
Mm-hmm. My funny.
It is. And we do laugh about it because it's a case of, I don't want anybody coming into my home and I've not got clean dishes. It's a really, really strange thing. And anybody that's listening to this will know that's a bit odd. And I know that's a bit odd.
But it doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. You know, the only person who is judging stuff like that is ourself, you know, ourself.
Yeah.
You know, so oh, how funny. I like that. I like it.
There is another part to it as well, is to make sure I've got clean knickers on.
I tell you, I can really understand that. It is when we used to go skiing as children, my mom always said to us, have a clean pair of knicker on. You never know when you're going to have an accident and you end up in hospital. You want to have clean knickers on.
It must be a generation thing, because my grandmother said exactly the same thing. Clean knickers and a little bit of lipstick. You might get knocked over. So yeah, that's a generational thing. So I think from how you've explained it, it's almost like if I am able to find a way to step back from that and basically to stop worrying about it.
Well, you cannot stop worrying about it. You know, the thing is, you have moments where you have a thought passing which reminds you on that, and that's when you're worrying. And that is absolutely fine to have, as long as you see it as thought, you know, when it's not a thing. So it's not your seizure who makes you worried. It is your thinking in that moment about your seizures that gives you the worry.
Okay.
You see, and there is a really tiny, tiny difference in it. It's my thinking in that moment, and I don't need to change thought. I cannot change thought. It's like the clouds in the sky. I cannot change it. I don't need to change it, but I do know after the gray sky, there will be blue sky again. I don't need to do anything about it. I don't need to change it to positive thinking. I don't need to try to wish it away or something. But let's all start to be more acceptant with the way we're feeling. It's okay. I don't need to change it. But I see somehow I gone off track with thinking, with thought.
Yeah.
And being okay with it. I can just sit in this uncomfortable feeling and I know I don't need to act on it. And then it will pass. But when I sit there and I'm worried, then I need to read a book. I need to watch a film. I need to ring someone up. I need to do the dishes. I need to do something just to take my mind off things. And as soon as I stop, there it is again. And then I'm scared again. And then I get tense, my heartbeat goes up, you know, and I get more tense. And that's probably how I bring myself into the seizure even faster.
Yeah, yeah. That.
How about just being okay with it? Just sitting in this uncomfortable feeling, being okay. And I know whatever it is, I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
That's wonderful. Paola, thank you so much for this chat. And it really will help me. I hope that anybody else listening today will get some help from that as well. As we've discussed before, if anybody wants to contact you, how would they be able to find you?
Yes, you can contact me over paola@paolaroyal.co.uk. That's P-A-O-L-A at paola, P-A-O-L-A, royal is R-O-Y-A-L.co.uk. That's my email address. Or my website is healthyliving.healthylivingwithpaolaroyal.co.uk.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure, and I hope it is useful for anyone out there or someone. Would be lovely to hear from you.
I'm sure it will be. We'll speak to you again soon, Paola.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it would be lovely.
Thank you. Bye now.
Take care. Bye.